We've been learning in the mornings a great, from a very special tzaddik that we've been hanging out with this for him for months already, Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter, from Shemayim. And one of the things about him is that, and I think it's one of the things that we're all mamash miyachalim lo, we really want, is sheyeh pshat, to find some kind of pshat leil seder. Things should just be pashut. Because it's so hard to focus on certain things. Just sheye pshat, sheye pashut mamash kacha. So, אפשר לעברית, נכון? קודם כל, אפשר לעברית. הוא מבין עברית, אריאל. אריאל, אתה מבין עברית, right, Tom? Guess not.
He's busy reading Hebrew.
הוא קורא בעברית, כן.
הוא לא שומע פשוט.
אוקיי, אין בעיה. אז העניין הזה של פשט, הוא ממש אנחנו מחפשים. נקודה אחת של פשט בליל הסדר, לאחוז בו. כי אפשר ממש לחפש דברים, אבל כמו שאתה ביקשת, משהו להחזיק בו, משהו להרגיש שאפשר לעשות משהו יותר בליל הסדר. אז שמעתי פשט בשם הנציב, מוולוז'ין, יש לו פירוש עצום בהגדה. הפירוש שלו על הגדה זה משהו פילאי פירושים של הנציב. הוא אומר שהאמת היא שבהגדה של פשח יש רמז דרש וסוד. אין פשט. הכל זה רמז דרש וסוד. In the Haggadah of Pesach, there's no פשט, but the other three categories are definitely there. רמז, דרש, and סוד. והוא גם מסביר את זה שסדר, ליל סדר, סדר זה סוד, דרש ורמז. אבל we don't call the ליל הסדר פסדר או פרדס.
סדר. פסח.
כן. הוא מצא את הפי. אז yeah, so we find, like, כשמוצאים, for me, what works for me the best is when I can find someone that פשוט מביא את הפשט, נותן קצת פשטות למה שאנחנו צריכים לעשות, כי יש עומס של מצוות, there's so many mitzvahs, there's so many brachas, there's so many parts, and the avoda really began 30 days ago, 29 days ago, but למעשה, it really started tonight. With our first bracha towards the truth is with Haggadat Kenim, with Tevilat Kenim, but really starting today with the bracha. So if you see here, Inyan B'dikat Chametz.
Brachas Chodesh.
Brachat Eilanot.
Oh, okay. What's Brachas Chodesh? Chodesh is Chag Rosh Chodeshim.
Kol Maishna.
Yeah, but this is the first one. This is the first Chodesh.
Okay, same. Adarav. Inyan B'dikat Chametz. למצוא בעצמו נקודה לצאת ממצרים. This is very פשוט. Do you see it, Eli? Kuf Yud Vav. On the second paragraph in Kuf Yud Vav. אז זה הספר של... זה חוברת כנה שיצאה עכשיו. רב יעקב מאיר שכטר. הוא ראש ישיבת המקובלים בירושלים, והוא גם כן... הוא כאילו, הוא הפוסק בברסלב היום. הוא בן 80 בערך. אנחנו לומדים מהתורות שלו, והחבורה שלנו במשך השבוע. והוא באמת, הוא לא הולך לאומן, הוא כאילו, הוא ממש שונה לגמרי גם בברסלב עצמו. He stays and he doesn't go. It's very interesting, it's very different. ככה. הנה בדיקת חמץ, למצוא בעצמו נקודה לצאת ממצרים. קודם חג הפסח, יש מצוות בדיקת חמץ שבכל הספרים הקדושים מובא שגם על האדם לבדוק את נגעי נפשו ולתקן את הטעון שיפור. אני רק אסביר את זה מהר באנגלית. Every year before חג הפסח, we have the mitzvah, like we did tonight, and all the svarim, it's brought down that this inyan of בדיקת חמץ is also about finding this, like we read about נגעים, the last two parshiyot, to find also, do the בדיקה of חמץ, of what's going on inside over here. Can't just be that. Torah tells us near, קחו פירורים, take ten pieces of bread, and this is what we meant. Well, on Pshat, it actually is what I meant. So, אבל רמז רע של סוד, טעון משהו אחר. לבריאות. ובאמת, אנו לדעבוננו מלאים באופן כזה. ישראל. שעל כל צד ושעל, יש עלינו לתקן ולשפר ולתקן. בכל מקום שאצלנו, במיוחד בעולם החסידות, בכל נקודה, גם בעולם המוסר, יש תמיד משהו לתקן. There is always something we're working on. לכן על כל אחד מוטל לבדוק עצמו כראוי ולמצוא לפחות עניין אחד שבזה הוא נחות דרגה. ובו לא יצא לגמרי עדיין ממצרים. So Noach, you asked on a practical, tachlis level, what can I be doing? You said before that that shiur was more about Leil Seder is tefillah. which is true, and he's going to get to that in a second. He's saying, you want to do something practical in Maaseh, Avodah right now? Bedikat Chametz, take one thing that you feel, with all the work you've done on yourself since Purim or whenever, choose one thing, that you're not yet
nachut darga. You're not there yet.
You're good, don't worry, you're a gewalt. But you're just not there yet. You're just not there yet. One thing, whatever it is, choose one inyan that's still missing.
Okay.
In your life. Or that you feel you're not holding yet.
And?
Right. Acknowledge it. So this gets the VC, victim consciousness. Choose the one inyan shebaze ata adayin lo sholet, you're not there yet. And acknowledge that you're not out of Mitzrayim yet, v'adayin chaser etzlo ha-shlemut, and the shlemus, the completion, adayin chaser etzlecha, im besur mira, whether it has to do with lasur mira, in inyan of like, I will not watch that thing again that has impurified, you know, mamish, contaminated my eyesight, and then thus also going into my neshama. Inyan echad sheyesh lo litalot b'zeh, find one area that you could elevate yourself from it, v'latzet al yadom Mitzrayim, and by this to leave it from Mitzrayim, o inyan echad shel aseh tov shu mezalzel ba, or an inyan of that, I could be doing something good that I don't do. Ulishtadel litalot bo b'davar, and to try to attempt to go higher with it in that inyan, v'al yedei aliyah zo, yikanes karui liyom tov. Now through this elevation, kivyachol, through this, you choose to go into Yom Tov, right? Just listen. So, it's paced. Achshav ze leil or la ba'asa. We're the night before. Ma osim? Ech mitkonenim? Chutz me'argasha technit. Besides the technical preparation, I did this, I didn't do that. I still have to do this. I still have to do that. Macharti chametz, badakli ze peruim. Machar ani oseh biru chametz. If I'm a bechor in the morning, I have to make sure I hear a siyum. V'chole. That's all nice on derech, like. Ha'avodah, ha'atachlis. But in terms of the practical, I want to feel that I took upon myself one thing that I spotted chametz in the one thing. Ra'iti pirurim, chametz asur b'mashu. Ra'iti is a pirur, barur echad. What? Either in sur mera, whether there's still things tonight, I'm going to go home tonight, I'm going to maybe look at things I shouldn't, or other things I didn't pull myself away from. Or there's a set of, I could still do something really good, shani mizalzel ba, that I don't take too seriously. With that recognition, he says, go into Yantav. Kacha nichnasim leyantav. That's how you march towards Chag HaPesach. On a very practical level.
Truva. But we're talking about planning for the future, unless we were learning this a month ago. We're talking about taking something on that you're going to do after Pesach.
No, but now we're saying, now. Now. Shav. Not after Pesach, right now.
You're saying choose something and work on it, or choose something and just acknowledge that you need to work on it?
Acknowledge it, even start working on it, and he's going to say, and daven over it, velit palel al zeh. Velit palel al zeh. And to daven over it. It's brought down as Sfarim HaKdoshim. Tshuva shel Elul, tshuva shel Tishrei is tshuva mir'ah. V'achshav, this area, this season is what? Tshuva me'ahava. This is what we're busy doing now. Be'elul, betishrei, kshemishu omer li, sur mera ve'aseh tov. Okay, ani b'med, aval achshav, yesh li, you know, ani ekra, yishakeini menishakot piu, I'm going to be tuning into love. I have more of a ratzon to actually take on something. Whatever it is. Lom shanem mat, it doesn't matter what it is. Sorry, I'm so thirsty today. Because he says here, three lines from the bottom of the paragraph, thank you, va'al yedei aliyah zo, through this taking upon yourself, yikanes karaui liyom tov, this is how you go into yom tov. Amen. V'zehu b'china shel yitzya mitzrayim apartit shelo. This is what it means. I have to experience a little bit of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Lo yazor. It's not going to help me that I sit at the Seder and I'm telling my children, you know, we went through this, and I do all the enactments in the world. Unless I don't detect a little bit of my own chametz and my own personal Yitziat Mitzrayim. Therefore, he's saying, you want to really, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam lirot et atzmo, you want to live that? Tifchar echad. O mashu shta lo oseh sur mera. סליחה, משהו שאתה עושה, סור מעט, choose something you do that you have to stop doing, or ועשה טוב, something that you haven't done yet that you should be doing. Choose one of those things, dig into it, so that Seder night, when you כתוב, בכל דור ודור חייב אדם לראות את עצמו, ולפי בעל התניה, it says, בכל דור ודור חייב אדם להראות את עצמו, או שאתה רואה את עצמך, או שאתה מראה את עצמך, ככה כתוב לפי הנצרה
שלך. What's the difference?
לראות is I see myself, leaving Egypt, להראות is I'm showing myself leaving Egypt. So whether you see yourself or you're busy showing yourself leaving Egypt to your children, make sure you have something to work with in your own life today. Today. It seems so simple, but it's actually so... נכון, זה נראה כאילו הדבר הכי פשוט שבעולם, אבל האמת היא שזה באמת נותן לך את ההזדמנות להרגיש, אתה יכול להגיד את הפסוק הזה, את האמרה הזאת בסדר, אם לא הכוונה, you could actually feel that it's really, בכל דור ודור, חייב אדם לראות את זה, yeah, and I'm doing it, and I'm part of it right now, and I'm doing it right now. And I don't have to pretend and play games and come up with all the craziest, you know, ways of reenactments. אני חי את זה עכשיו, I'm living it right now.
But I mean, isn't that one also important? The reenactments and all that for different, I mean, everybody on different levels.
Of course it's important, but you're not going to be able to really feel that you're leaving Egypt unless there's something that you're taking on and leaving Egypt.
There's leaving Egypt on a national level, and there's leaving Egypt on a personal level. In Havash Shiloh HaKan, Rav Nassim goes, you know, wild, that everything is a marshal for the individual. Whereas right from the beginning, right, everything that's going on.
Nachon.
And so this is how to make it real, bring it into your life.
Nachon. לא רק זה, חידוש שערים אומר שגאולת הכלל תלויה בגאולת הפרט. That the geula of Yitziat Mitzrayim is dependent on your own personal liberation from your own shtuyot as well. Ki hari kol ha'inyanim, bottom of this paragraph, ki hari kol ha'inyanim shebatora v'chol ha'mitzvot kshurim l'yitziat Mitzrayim v'hem zecher v'yitziat Mitzrayim kanodah. Look at everything has to do with the Torah and all the mitzvahs. We always say zecher l'yitziat Mitzrayim. Everything is around this inyan. Everything is dependent on it. Okay, so now it continues. Isn't it very beautiful over here? V'lo yirau panai rekam. What does it say this? V'lo yirau panai rekam.
Coming to the
Ish kematnat yado ki v'rkat Hashem l'kecha shonat alach. Nachon. Very good. Lo latzet min ha'chag rekam. Don't leave this chag empty-handed. So he says something so gewalt over here. Kshe'adam mit'ale b'yom. This is beautiful. This... הלשון הזה, this is so beautiful what he's saying right now. כשהאדם מתעלה ביום טוב בעניין אחד, when a person takes one thing to work on, one עניין, when you choose סור מרע או עשה טוב, גינון, אם יותר נוח לך איתן בעברית, מצידי, מה שטוב לך, באמת, מצידי, כי אני חושב שאומרים בעברית? גם וגם, אוקיי, ממש טוב לך. So he says over here, this is very important. כשהאדם מתעלה ביום טוב בעניין אחד, you choose the night before Pesach, one thing I'm leaving Mitzrayim in my own life with, I'm choosing one עניין, whatever it is, הוא בוודאי מקיים בזה פיתחו לי פתח כחודו של מחץ. What is he מקיים? He's saying, like Hashem says, open me, for me, a little, what is it, a needle in a pin of, a needle, yeah. Open me a tiny, tiny petach al ha'adam lasot eze ma'aseh bekivun shel yetziyah mimitzrayim beit avadim ulihit'alot veliyot lo re'eved. The person's got to do one action regarding his own yetziyah mitzrayim beit avadim ulihit'alot veliyot lo re'eved. And in that one thing that you're doing, you're saying, in here, I'm stopping to be a slave to that which I haven't been taking on. So if we were practical Jews right now, instead of just very holy theoretical Jews, what would we do right now? We wouldn't continue learning unless we chose something. But we're not, you know, we're Orthodox, we're not practical, we're just theoretical, right? Ooh, I had to get some chametz out of me, sorry, it's fine, it's coming out of me. מה? אני אומר שאם היינו פרקטיים, עכשיו היינו לוקחים על עצמנו משהו, ולא סתם תיאורטים כל הזמן. So...
Who said we haven't already?
See, I was thinking everybody, for sure, I was trying to come up with something that I pull from the list of things that I need to work on.
You take that one thing. וממילא צריך להתבונן ולחשוב, and one must contemplate and think. We're in the fifth line, one, two, three, fourth line in this bottom paragraph. הנה עכשיו עומד לבוא היום טוב הקודש. פסח is about to come right now. איזה מתנה הנני עומד להביא לפני השם יתברך, השייכת לקדושת היום טוב הזה. What gift, with what gift am I going to be gracing Hashem right now? Am I going to be bringing, what's my korban that I'm coming with before Hashem and saying, I'm taking on something that has to do with the Kedusha of this Chag. So you have to think of something that has to do with the holiness of this Chag, that has to do with your life as well. What Nekuda over here am I saying? One thing.
Same one thing from the first part.
Yeah, same thing. One thing. איזה מתנה, what gift am I bringing before Hashem? והרי הפסוק אומר לנו, the pasuk says to us in mishpatim, ולא יראו פניי ריקם. What does that mean? English, Hebrew. Don't come empty handed. You have to bring something. You're going to walk into shul tomorrow night. Walk into, what are you coming with? He's saying this is true about every chag, every yantav, ולא יראו, every shalosh regalim. This is ish kematnat yado. This has to do with the three regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. But the truth is, you can do say that Baruch Hashem, Yom Kippur as well. Obviously, we would darshan it out for Chanukah and Purim as well. But for now, we have Pesach. You're showing up to shul tomorrow. You're coming empty-handed. So you could say, "Are you kidding me? I had time to work on myself. I've been scrubbing, cleaning. I've been victim consciousness." That's beautiful excuses. Shkoyach, you're patur. We exempt you, but you're still coming empty-handed. You're still going to feel empty. And that's what stinks at the end of the day. Great, you're exempt. You got a patur. Now do you feel any better? Because someone said, patur. You don't want to come empty-handed. Im eize sun mera, o im eize ase tov, hinini mekayam biyom tov ze, et havelo yira'u panay rekam. What thing am I stopping to do that's bad for me, and what thing am I taking on that I haven't done yet in order to mekayim the mitzvah of making sure that I don't show up empty-handed? That's what you have to think about. We're going to be in shul. We're going to come into shul 22 hours from now. Davening mincha in a bit over 22 hours from now, right? Where do we come? What are you showing up with in shul? ובד בבד יבדוק את נגעי נפשו ופיגי נפשו במה הוא נכשל. During this whole search, you have to look for the afflictions of the soul and to figure out where have I been falling. וישחזק לפחות בנקודה אחת. If Yaakov may say, one nekuda, that's it. Because Pesach, we're not going to say right now, תיקון הנפש, make sure you're completely fixed. אולי זה התיקון של אלול ותשרי, שצריכים באמת לא נקודה אחת, אלא שזה הרבה נקודות. שזה תיקון הנפש בעצמו. Maybe that's אלול and תשרי's תשובה. That you really have to come up to תשרי, when המלך, שחרס, Rosh Hashanah morning, you do have to really show up as a different human being, especially through the work of the תשובה of אלול. It's not saying that over here. He's saying, we understand you're busy with a lot of different things. כמו אנחנו מבינים שאתה עסוק ברמי הכנות וכו', אבל לקח נקודה אחת, take one thing, one נקודה, one thing.
Practically speaking, it seems like a good advice. Because the more things you try to take on, the less chance you have of actually making any of them stick.
And what ends up happening is that when you take on one thing and you see you're capable of it, you automatically...
Then you say, okay, I'm doing this now. Now I can do...
Now I can do this and this. Right. Absolutely. ויקיר את חטאו, you have to recognize your sin. ואי מילוי רצונו יתברך בעניין אחד. And the non-completion, the non-obeying of to Hashem's word, just in one area in your life. בנקודה זו אינני נוהג כראוי. Be a mensch. Be someone that's about to be a ben chorin and say, you know what? I'm really not good here. See, a slave always has an excuse why to justify the fact that he's not good here. עבד תמיד מצדיק את עצמו. לא משנה מה. הוא תמיד יש לו סיבה ממש מוצדקת להגיד, תשמע, פה לא יכולתי לעשות משהו טוב. I couldn't be good over here. But already a ben chorin is someone that says, even with all the exemptions that I have, I want to stand before Hashem. You know what? Here I wasn't good. I pushed it wasn't good. The patience with my child, as much as I think I'm a great father, as much as I'm certain there's no greater father than me, a slave will always say, you know what? I used to get beat by my father. I don't touch my children. Right? I have no patience for them, but I don't touch them. I don't touch them. A Ben Chorin can say, wow, I really, my children deserve so much more. A slave can't say such a thing. A free man can say such a thing. So Yaakov Meir is saying, whatever, I'm not saying Chavsham to look into, I'm not trying to give any mussy, I'm just trying to share how much I love this little piece that he said. One little thing. V'areni noheg keben ha'eved. In this nekuda, I must crown the king in my own personal life. See, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is Hamelech. I'm crowning the king over the whole. Ve'yeda kol pa'ul ki ata pe'alto. Ve'yetayu kol avdecha. The whole world. It's about everyone, everything. He's saying, I want to crown the king in one area in my life. Seder, but when I come to the Seder table. וכשאדם מכיר בנקודה הזו, when the person realizes this place, three lines from the bottom, הרי שכבר יצא ממצרים בבחינה אחת. You already came out of Egypt in one place in your life. And that's good for now. That's good for now. Thank you. וכאשר השם יהיה בעזרו, שאכן יצא לגמרי מרפיון זה, and when Hashem will be with him, that he'll completely leave this, how do you say רפיון? This, this weakness, לקרף, או שמקבל על עצמו שלא ינוח ולא ישקוט עד שיבוא לתיקונו בעניין זה, or that you take upon yourself that I'm not going to rest until I fix this area. Now, this means, Noach, to address what you said, this doesn't mean that by Seder night I have to be fixed. It means that until Seder night, I make a hachlata. I decide that no matter how long it takes me, in this one thing that I'm detecting that needs cleansing of chametz, I'm not going to stop until that happens. That's the achlata, that's the decision making that takes place. So it's not like, don't show up to, like if you reach a certain nekuda tonight, like, wow, here, mamish sur mera, I'm coming, bedor yawish pinay rekam. It doesn't mean you have to actually conquer this thing that you suddenly discovered in your life needs feeling, fixing and healing. But it's that you mekabel, you know, let's say, according to the Rambam, Tshuva is charata al ha'avar v'kabala al haba. It's accepting upon yourself for the future as well. So you're not fixing it, but you're determined. And you already put the torch, the flashlight in a certain direction.
By acknowledging the whatever it is that we want to come in to fix, I find sometimes we can go all in, like, all right, we're not going to do this for 30 days or 2 months or... What would you say? How could we come together here tonight and figure out, or maybe people already figured it out, like, what's the approach to take? Is it, I know what I want to work on, and that's it? Do we stop right there? Or no, I know what I want to work on, and I'm going to try this to...
So I think he's going to say that this is what the power of, in the Kedusha of Yontif, is that when you take upon yourself something in honor of the Chag itself has tremendous kochos to then help you to help you attack. That's what he's saying. But
the davening for it
during Chag is exactly.
It's all connected.
Well, it's Dafka. He's saying that's why Dafka. He's saying I'm talking to you Erev Yontif. I'm talking to you the night before Yontif because you have a possibility for this gevaldik itorerut awakening right now. And you have a yontif like no other that's coming right now, so you might as well grab something that needs to just really be cleansed. Bring that into yontif, bring it to your seder table, bring it into your tefillah, and take it from there.
That's the chiddush. That's what makes it different.
It seems like
we're always trying to work on and not necessarily succeeding at all the time.
It seems like it.
But it also sounds like the motivation here is not just motivation to fix myself and to make me better, but you're doing it not so that you're giving it actually as a present to Hashem. The motivation is not just me.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Carbon.
It's a carbon, right?
It's a carbon. Huh? The korban. I would tell you guys, when I met, I think I said this once in shul, one of my favorite Jews is Rabbi Chaim Richman. You know Rabbi Chaim Richman? Unbelievable, yeah. He's the head of Machon HaMikdash, is a Rav Yisrael Ariel. Machon? Rav Ariel? Yisrael Ariel, Machon HaMikdash? He's like the second in command of Chaim Richman. He's an amazing head of the Temple Institute. So one time I saw him, I went with him and I said to him, what's the saddest day of the year for you? So I was sure, I was, you know, so obviously I was like, what a stupid question that I was asking. It's like, you know, it's like asking a Breslover, on what chag do you enjoy most traveling, you know? So he looked at me and he said, Yud Dalid Nisan. He said, Yud Dalid Nisan. Is there anything in this?
Because you can't do a carbon.
I think I said it was. He says, but yeah. He says, you know, us Jews, we look at like Judaism and we think, what makes a Jew a Jew? A bris milah, right? Brit milah, that's what makes a Jew a Jew. You know what really made us Jewish? Korban Pesach literally made us Jewish. It's we couldn't get enough of it. It was our initiation into everything. He says, that's the day that's hardest for him from the whole year. Didn't Rav Riskin once try to go up there with a gedin, with the Korban Pesach? He does, right? There's a chaver that does this, yeah.
He does a shocking or something.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, so on a, you know, like to take this and metaphorically, like, this is what we're trying to do tonight. Like, let's go bring a Korban Pesach, you know? Yeah, you came this week. Yeah, let's bring a Korban Pesach. Let's bring a Korban Pesach. Whatever it is, we've got to figure out what it is. Unbelievable. Okay, so check it out. So now he ends up like this. Lo yanuach velo yishkot ad sheyavo letikun binyan zeh. I say to myself, it's Erev Pesach, I'm not going to stop, no matter what, until I get to this tikkun, no matter what. So he says over here, Harei ze yitzias mitzvayim amitis. This is, you don't have to look for puppets to show your children what it was like to come out of Egypt. They'll see you. That's what I think he's saying over here. You won't have to look for all the games and all these, you know, all the props. To try so hard to mekayim that bechol dor vador, chayav adam yosef. You know why? Because your children will see a person that's living what he's saying over here right now. Vezet tamun b'mamar. This is what this is hidden. This is really what this is placed in what we say. Bechol dor vador chayav adam lilos etz atzmo kehilu hu beatzmo. Yatzam mitzrayim. You need to not just feel like, oh, I was part of, I'm part of Am Yisrael. We went through so much. He's saying, you want to be real with your children? Yontif night, 24 hours before, you better find something. Find what Rav Yaakov Meir is saying, just to tell Jerry, Rav Yaakov Meir is saying, find one nekuda in which you see you still haven't left Mitzrayim. Take it upon yourself, Erev Yontif tonight. With that, go to shul, go into the Seder, go into Yontif. Be determined, I'm not stopping until this is done, so that you could really, at the Seder, tell your children, Bechol dor v'dor chayav adam liras es atzmo kiel yotz mitzrayim, that each person has to see himself as if he left Egypt. One nekuda, one thing.
But you don't fix that nekuda.
You think the Jews were fixed when they left Egypt? If they were fixed, they would have gone straight to Matan Torah. Right? They had 7 weeks. They had 7 weeks. Ala Adam livdok atzmo ulasiach eslibo lifnei Hashem yizborach. A person must truly examine himself. And I hate to break it to you, but ulasiach eslibo means he's got to do his bodhis. You must speak your heart to Hashem. There is no other way to really know what it is I'm supposed to be working on. I think that's what he's saying. Ulehasiach es libo lifnei Hashem yizborach. Masa siach, masa lehasiach. Sicha, to converse. He's saying, you really have a ratzon to find one thing? pour it out before Hashem. That you, then you'll really know, then you'll really have a chance to really, to truly, truly find that one nekuda, to bring it forth to the Seder. Al yidei eze inyan yuchal lehakriv korban lifnei Hashem. What can I bring, over what can I bring a korban to Hashem? What matter can I really choose to bring a korban to Hashem? Eze sur mira yuchal lif'ol le'olamim. What thing of running away from bad, of refraining, can I take on which will have an eternal impact on me? One thing. You know, you should know, Chavre, that it always says that when you choose, when you have the ability to when you could see something you're not supposed to be seeing, or you choose not to, your wife becomes infinitely more beautiful to you. So that's what it's brought down on this farm. When you choose to not look at something that you shouldn't be looking at, it's not that you were a tzaddik. It's just that that which was placed in your midst suddenly becomes that much more valuable and beautiful in your eyes. So if that's true regarding the union of just relationships, in every area in life where there's a refraining, then the immediate stomach, Hashem says, oh, now I'm going to give you this, but you're letting yourself taste so much more of that which you already have. Any inyan in Sur Mera. He says, Eze Sur Mera yuchal lif'ol le'olamim. What thing about refraining from evil can I take on it? It'll have an everlasting impact. Bechein, Eze Ase Tov yuchal l'shaper le'olamim. And so too, what thing of taking upon myself something can I take on? And not that I take it on just for this Pesach. That I take it on forever. Think of it in your own lives this year. What thing did you take on in the last year that you didn't stop? It's a hard thing. We take on things, we stop them. Yeah, it gets us through, huh?
Negative things we take on.
Right. A lot.
Plenty, right? I'll say it tough. What thing have you taken on now? Now I'm going to ask you something even harder. What thing since your Shana Aleph, or not just your Shana Aleph, or your Shana Rishona when you were, you know, you were first married that year, oh, this year I waited 3 hours my whole life and I'm taking on right now 5 hours of waiting between meat and milk. That's what I'm taking on, right? For 6 hours. Now, that Baruch Hashem, those things hopefully last. Hopefully. I'm not talking about that. Think about anything else since Yeshona Rishona. What have you taken on?
Why do those things last?
Huh?
Why does the 5 hours last?
Yeah, you're still tummy, you're still pure and innocent, you're still la la la. Yeah, you're still in the real world. The real la la land is the real world, like we learned this week. What have you taken on? What have you refrained from? What have you chosen to refrain from that you never went back to this year? Pesach night is the Amen. Good point. So Itam, I have to address what you brought up before. Seder night is the night where when I come in with a korban to shul with the Seder, then it gives me the ability that I have a better chance of those things to actually be taken care of. And then I have 7 weeks of refining that inyan that I took on. Every night. Sfira Salomar, on a certain level, you can be like, every night, say, that one thing, Hashem, that I took on. Please, let that be a kviya of a kaima. Let it be something truly permanent. You know, Hashem sees a gift like that, he's like, I'm really giving you the Torah. I'm really putting it inside.
It works really nice with Yaakov, practically speaking. You work on one thing, then you said you have confidence to keep building. Pesach, we're saying, just don't come empty-handed. It doesn't say what. Look here, and then each what day of Sfira Salomar, there's the spheres that we work on. One of the meetups, there it's like a chart. And like the most successful people, they say in business, they have like a chart of what their goals are. So here, it's like, okay, accomplished. You have the confidence every day to check off one thing to at least sort of work on. And then that leads you, like you said, the 7 weeks, so you could actually be sure of Har Sinai.
And it seems like, and right now it seems from like now, it seems so shallow, huh? Can you imagine? It's right, we're even before we start counting Sfira Salomar, and we're saying that for 7 weeks, all I'm trying to do is one inyan. Yeah, exactly. But that's exactly the point. Because if you could really conquer something, one thing, and you need 7 weeks to really conquer. We're so in you. Chesed shebechesed, tiferet shemalchus. Really, you understand what tiferet shemalchus means? You know what gvura shebenetzach means? You know what that means to fix gvura shebenetzach? You know? Alavai. Alavai we should know, but I know definitely that if I have one thing that I took on with which I showed up to the Seder table, and every night when I say, HaRachman Yerzalana, V'edis B'Sam Miklish Nimukoma, then I really have a chance to receive the Torah after 7 weeks. But I don't want to show, and guess what? Shavu is also, I show up, I can't show up empty handed. Then again, it's
starts. Ideally, you should be bringing the same carbon shuas, right?
Right.
You have a new one.
But that's what Yehuda was saying, I think, is that if you really do this work for 7 weeks,
then you'll be ready for it. I
can say, now I have a new carbon to bring Shavuos. And then again, from Shavuos to Sukkos, Chazal spread it out exactly, perfectly. What you need to take on, and you know, Bezer Hashem, with what Atzlacha, you'll do it. So basically, this is how, on an individual level, you can feel like you have left Egypt. So now he's saying like this: then Yantiv really shines. Then Yantiv is not just Yantiv. Yantiv is a real thing in your life. The shine. You ever see tzaddikim on Yantiv? Something they're in a different. You've been with Rav Asher on Yantiv. It's something else. It's like it's truly something else. I was with Rav Weinberger one year Shavuos. I left Eretz Yisrael to go play in the Israel Day Parade, and it came out that it was the night was the day after Shavuos. The only way I could go there is if I went for Shavuos. Anyway, he actually that night he did, you know what he does, he talks for 4.5 hours straight. He did 4 hours of showing how Rabbi Elish of Satmar and Rav Kook are all one. It was an amazing, amazing, amazing Shavuos. Before I was married, it was a while ago. It was amazing. But tzaddik on Shavuos, on Shavuot, on a Chag, Ziv Panim, there's something else. Maybe that's why it says, Chayav kol adam l'hakvil pnei rabba baregel. The Gemara says, you must go and be with your Rebbe to see your Rebbe on Chag. Why? Because it has Ashpa on you. It has Ashpa on you. Why? Because he says, V'az ya'ir lo ayom tov be'or yekarot, Yom Tov will actually do something in your life. It won't just be a day that you get through. Ki Hashem Yitbarach Atzmo. Why is this? Because Hashem Yitbarach Himself promised us, "Pitchu li petach kechudo shel machad, v'anu ftach lachem petach kepitcho shel ulam she'agalot ve'koronot ovrim bo." All you have to do is open for me a tiny little hole, the size of a needle in thread. That's all you have to know. What is that tiny hole that he's speaking about? The one thing that I take upon myself to leave Mitzrayim with. One thing. That's the petach shel macha. That's the tiny thing. And then Hashem Yisbarach says, you're going to do that one little thing and bring that to the table? V'lo yara'u p'nai rekam. You don't want to show up empty-handed? I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you the Torah. I'm giving you everything. Everything. So this little piece from Yaakov Meir for me, like we said in the beginning, in the name of the Netziv, that again, he says that what? Seder night is on Pesach, everything, there's no pshat in Seder night, it's all about Remez, Drash, and Sot. And we're always looking for a pshat, to do something on a pshat level. And he said over there, the Netziv said, Remez, Drash, and Sot, that's what Rashi Tevot, Seder, right? Seder is Sot, Drash, and Remez. We're looking for a pshat, just one thing. What could I hold on to? Here, if Yaakov Meir is saying the most practical level, how to go into Yanta, and what to daven for throughout Seder night. Why? To really fulfill the inyan of showing your child what it means that in every single generation a person is obligated, chayav adam, to see himself, or according to the Alter Rebbe, to show himself as if he himself is leaving Mitzrayim. So with an Indian like that, I feel like, okay, that's something we have a chance. This is something we have a chance to do. This is Lo B'Shamayim. This is really, literally, this is possible. This is feasible. And to come to shul with dibuk chaverim, like, you know, tomorrow night, whoever is here should, you know, I unfortunately am not able to be here, but whoever is here to come together and daven together, and everyone knows, I got your back. I'm making sure you're not coming empty-handed in the end, because you're making sure I don't come empty-handed. And to remind that with each other, to each other. And that's dibuk chaverim. That's how you really are able to, it's a korban tzibur and it's a korban yachid. It's a communal korban, but it's also a personal korban. And anyway, Be'ezer Hashem, Chaim Richman should start being happy by this yantiv, and we should too as well, that to be privileged to bring the Korban Pesach should not just be this very form. None of us grew up with this. When we say Shebana Pesach, it's like we don't necessarily always think of the Korban Pesach, but until that happens, V'lo yira'u panay rekam, we shouldn't show up empty-handed, and it should be a yantiv that really, really has a tremendous effect on our lives because of us, because we chose to show up with something in our hands. Okay, shukriya everyone. Yaakov Meir Shechter is the tzaddik we've been learning from for a while. We went to go see him a few months ago.